I think
one of the most interesting chapters in my book is an account of the latest research on this very phenomenon, the extent to which a sense of tribal identity and racial identity is deep down in the human mind. And the scientists have begun to understand this, but they don't want to talk about it too much publicly because it's supposed to show you that this is something that's very, very different. Yeah. It may go away because it's part of our nature.
Here's Mark. Hello, Mark. You're on. Go ahead.
Hey, Ron. I talked to you about 20 years ago. I talked to...
I remember it well.
I talked to your guest, too, who kindly mailed me one of his books he had just had published.
Mm-hmm.
I was a school teacher in Prince George's County, and whether it was Black History Month, and then there was Asian Pacific Islander Month, Latino History Month, Native American Month, Women's History Month, and we got a notification from, I think it was then Iris Metz, and then from Hornsby, all major racial groups must be recognized and their accomplishments brought to the forefront so they could be praised and so on. And I mentioned to my then principal, I said, it doesn't say anything about white people on here. And he said, that could be interpreted as racist, and if I were you, I'd let that drop right now. And I said, well, wait a minute. I said, what's it say right here? And I still got the thing. The guy kept it. It just stunned me. It said all major racial groups. I said, it says all major. He said, nope. He says, that does not include white people. And he said, if I were you, I'd let that drop before you get yourself in over your head. And there was no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It was dropped. The problem with like Black History Month or these specific history months is that they're very selective. It's always the very best of things are brought forward, and maybe that's what you want, but it always involves the demonizing of the white people as they interacted with different racial groups. And so all the kids in my school ever got was, you know, the Rosa Parks, who, I can remember this guest speaker saying, and Rosa Parks was arrested after working all day because she wouldn't get up and give her seat to, and there was like a two-second pause, a white man. I mean, you know, everybody just was sliding down in their chairs. And I felt sorry for the handful of white kids that were left in our school, about 20.
And, I bet there are less now.
There's nobody.
Because
no there whatsoever, you know.
And here's
you know,
an
enough of that.
Here's an here's an interesting thing, Mark. D.C. is getting whiter and PG is getting blacker. Isn't that interesting?
You're right. Well, even the blacks who have the means are leaving the county. I think they're looking for something.
Oh, they are. That's true. That's the latest news on that. Any comments, Jared?
Well, yes, on this subject of the double standards, a fellow that I'm very remotely acquainted with tried to get a trademark on the logo White Pride, and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office told him that that is offensive. You cannot get a trademark on White Pride. Well, he wrote back to them and pointed out that you can get any other kind of pride, Black Pride, Hispanic Pride, Mexican Pride. You can get it in multiple languages, Orgullo Mexicanos, whatever it is. But no, White Pride, that is offensive and against the rules of the USPTO. So, no, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's fine for others, but white people.
Mark,
no.
Thanks for your call. Jared, hang on for me. We'll continue. 410-467-WBAL is the phone number.